This is Mike Roth. Welcome to the Open Forum in the Villages podcast. In this show, we're going to talk to leaders in the community, leaders of clubs, and interesting folks who live here in the Villages to give perspective of what's happening here in the Villages and information that I think all villagers should have. We hope to add a new episode most Fridays at 9 o'clock. We are making a change soon. All of our shows will be distributed by a single podcast syndicator, Buzzsprout, both the old shows and the new show. We are also changing our subscription plans. Now, you will be a supporter by simply making a subscription, subscribing via Buzzsprout. You can make a contribution of any amount that you'd like. We'd suggest $3 a month. If that's too much for your budget, you can pay less, or if you're really enjoying what we're doing and want to see us continue, you can pay more. This is going to be a subscriber-supported podcast. We are making this conversion to make it easier for everybody. And all of the subscriber-only episodes that were available on Apple Podcasts will now be converted to the Buzzsprout channel, and everyone can go ahead and listen to those. This is Mike Roth on Open Forum of the Villages. Today's show is going to be a little bit different. Today, I am recording live at the Villages Car Club's Cars and Coffee. This show was set up about 4 years ago by the head of the Porsche Club, and he invited me as the head of the Mercedes Club, and then we invited the BMW Club and the Corvette Club and the Miata Club, and so we get a lot of different types of cars here at the show, and today I'm recording it live on January 28th, and we're going to talk to a couple of the car owners about their cars. Now, this is an outdoor show, so you're going to hear some background noise, and this is not a studio recording, but it's a portable recording done in a parking lot. This is Mike Roth. I'm here today at the Cars and Coffee behind Fidelity Investments in Lake Sumter Landing. First person I'm going to talk to is Steve Herrera. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your car? It's a little bit unusual.
Yeah, it's an E350 2014 4MATIC. The unusual part of it, I guess, is fully wrapped in a pearl white with a black brushed metal black top. All the trim has been blacked out. Headlights are tinted. Has some underground lighting, which is nice, I think.
Under the car?
Yes. Yeah. In the wheel wells, too, in the grill.
It looks like the wheels themselves are lighted.
Yes, they do. The wheel wells, the rims light up, too, around the brake disc.
Well, that's an interesting wiring problem, Steve. How do you get the wires to the wheels that are turning?
I keep it mounted to the back of the dust brake that doesn't turn on the dust brake. So that doesn't turn. So you just mount that to that, and the wire would never rotate.
Ah, okay, good. Tell the folks a little bit about the hood of your car as we walk around to the hood.
Well, the hood's that brushed metal, but it's in four pieces, actually, because it only comes in a 60-inch width, and these cars' hoods are 64 inches, so that's why it's in four pieces, and I have the stripes down so I can put this on there, and that's one of the reasons I got the stripes, and actually, I got the stripes out of an Audi magazine. I've seen that Audi has stripes like that.
Oh, that's fantastic. And what's that thing on the front door? You have some refrigerator magnets made like your car?
Yes, I did. Some stickers. and air fresheners, too.
Okay, air fresheners. Very good. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
There we go. This is Mike Roth. I'm here with new Mercedes Benz Club member, Connie Sitch. Connie?
Good morning.
Good morning. Why don't you tell our audience about your car?
Well, it's a 2006 CLK 500 that I've purchased, and I've been a GM employee my whole career, and I've never had a chance to drive a foreign vehicle.
Really?
So I've always wanted a Mercedes, and I saw this one on the side of the road for sale, and I stopped in to look at it, and I purchased it that day. So it's in excellent shape, and I love it, and I've had many, many hours of enjoyment.
Tonight is the multi-club car show, the first one of those.
Where's this at?
Brownwood. So, anyway.
Okay.
So let's walk around your car.
All right.
How long have you had it?
I've owned it since, I bought it in September, and I've owned it for a year this, and I don't even think
it's the finish on it looks gorgeous.
It's been a year.
Yeah, and it looks almost new.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, yes, it is a beautiful car.
Yes, and that's I test drove it, and when I felt that all the mechanics were sound, I went right to the bank and purchased it right away.
Good, and yes. You probably got it at a steal of a price compared to the way when the price on these when they were new.
I did. Yes, I did.
Did you buy it from a dealer or a private party?
I brought it from a private party whose wife had driven it. And it was in Florida originally.
How many miles on it?
67,000 right now.
That's fantastic. It looks fantastic.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you for talking to us, Connie.
Thank you.
Well, we're doing a podcast here, Murray. I'm here with Murray.
Oh, hello.
tell us about your Mercedes.
Well, it's an 08 CLK 550. Got pretty low miles on it, about 62,000.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I ran into it at a dealer and...
Doesn't show any signs of an accident.
It's never had... Well, it had a bump in the back that caused the bumper cover to be replaced.
Okay.
But it's never been in a wreck. I found it in at a dealership in Maryland, Euro Motor Cars. And it was a used car. And I had a Corvette and I was trading it in on a different convertible, a V6. And I walked by this and I love the color. It's called Canyon Red.
Right.
And so I asked the guy, I said, how much is that one? He said, oh, that's quite a bit more. I said, well, get the numbers. Let's find out exactly how much more.
Yeah.
So it turned out it was only $4,000 more. And he said, I can't believe this price is right, but they're telling me it is, so I will sell it to you for this, but I think they're making a mistake. And they sold it to me for $32.
That's good.
With 4,900 miles on it.
4,900
miles on it.
Sounds like you stole the car, Larry.
So, and then they gave me a good trade on my vet. I only paid about $20,000 difference.
Great, great. This is Mike Roth. I'm still here at the Cars and Coffee. I'm talking to Alan. Alan, why don't you tell everyone about your nice white Porsche?
It's a 2006 911 Carrera 4S, 6-speed manual transmission, just under 13,000 miles. I've had it since 2019 and absolutely love it. Great car to drive.
And what's the 4S mean?
All-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. That's great. Great.
Not that we need all-wheel drive in Florida, but...
It helps on
the track. It's got the wider stance to it, the wider wheel wells.
Great. Thanks, Alan.
Okay.
Here, Mac.
I wasn't supposed to be.
I know.
But it's a long story what happened on Thursday in Orlando. Connie's here. Yes. I think she went to get coffee with her husband. She'll be back. So, Gene, why don't you tell us about your BMW? It looks a little unusual. It's a two-door sports car.
Well, it's a 2023 Z4 M40i. I just took delivery about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, that's why it looks new.
Yes, it is new.
And
it's my, let's say, fourth sports car in the last 6 years.
Let's get out of the road so another car can come through.
And I'm very happy with it. It's quite a pleasure to drive. Gets a lot of attention.
Is this your first M series?
This is my second.
Okay.
I had an M850i convertible.
Oh, they were beautiful.
It is a nice car. It was just too big for me. I wanted to stay in the sports car.
Yeah, I
class.
I was given an 850i for a 3-day test drive.
Oh, okay.
Back in California.
Nice.
And at the end of the first 15 minutes, I mean, it was fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Best car I ever drove. But at the end of the first hour, it had almost broken my back.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. The seat was made out of hard aluminum covered by a quarter inch of foam rubber and leather.
Oh, my.
And it was quite a killer.
I understand. This is a very comfortable car. I went over to Daytona Thursday to watch the Rolex practice.
Right.
So it was a two-hour drive, and then I got out. Very easy.
Good, good.
Sometimes after a couple hours, it's hard to get out of a car.
That's a beautiful car. Thanks
well,
for
thank
bringing
you.
It. So I'm here with Paul Sorgen. He's the co-founder and treasurer of the M-Benz Club. Paul, tell us about the Mercedes you brought today.
I brought my 2021 E450 4MATIC.
E450 4MATIC, okay.
Yes.
And it's a what year?
It's 2021.
Now tell our listeners about the interior, which they can't see.
Well, the interior is a Designo interior, which is an option on this car. The option costs $4,900. It's a beautiful interior. I get compliments on it all the time.
Well, tell our listeners what exactly you get for $4,000.
$4,900.
Almost $5,000.
Yes,
okay.
Right. Well, you get leather and actually the upholstery in it, the seats almost look like what they put in the Maybach.
Oh, really?
Yes. And anyway, it's beautiful interior. It's a creamy white with a tan
trim,
which the trim is not real shiny. It's kind of a matte finish,
mm-hmm.
leather.
Yeah.
And the stereo system in this thing, which I don't think that's part of the design, but it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, the new Burmeister stereos are fantastic.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Okay, and how many miles do you have on your car now?
About a little over 16,000.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for joining us here today, Paul.
Okay, thank you.
Muffler on it?
Yeah. Portable stereo microphone.
Portable stereo microphone.
Right,
I'll tell you what, you were into some of this stuff. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I got a whole studio at home.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What was this your background?
No.
Just a hobby?
Just a hobby. Just something I'm fooling with.
Really?
So this is Mike Roth. I'm here still here at the Cars and Coffee. I'm here with Tom Wilson, and he's got a beautiful Mercedes SL hardtop convertible. What year is it, Tom?
It's a 2020. It's an SL 450.
SL 450. Okay.
Right.
Is this the last year they made these?
No, I don't think so. I thought 22 was the last.
20 year.
22? I think. I'm sure.
It's a beautiful. It's a beautiful white car. Shines very well in the sunlight. And how many miles do you have on it?
About 11,000 only.
11,000. And when did you buy it?
November of 2020.
Okay, so you bought it as a new car.
As a new car, yes. It's one of the few things you could still find as a new car at that time.
Okay, and how long do you plan to keep it?
Have no idea until I can't get in and out of it anymore.
Yes, that is a problem for some people here in the villages.
Well, that's why I got rid of, I had a Miata MX-5, and okay. I had trouble getting in and out of it.
I understand completely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us on the podcast, Tom.
Thank you.
That's the nice thing about the villages. Almost everyone has a business car, personal, retired. Yeah. No business, no phone. No phone. You got a phone number on your card, Bob.
Yeah, I had a little fun with it.
Hey, thanks for joining us on Open Forum in the Villages. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your Porsche? It's a bright, shiny red.
Yeah, I ordered this. It's a 22 911 Carrera S. I ordered it in the spring of 2021. It was built over that summer, and I picked it up at the dealer in November of 21.
So how long did it take from the time you ordered it to the time you got it?
Yeah, it was about, 9 months, I think, or something
nine
like
months.
That.
Wow.
And it's, I think it's probably a little faster now, but actually...
The car got faster, did it?
What?
You said the car got faster?
Oh, right.
Broke in, okay.
Right, and it wasn't long after I picked this one up, the end of 21, they had a container ship go down in the ocean.
Right.
It was all full of these things.
Oh, really?
And I'm really glad that mine didn't get caught up in that mess. It would have been awful to have to go through that, but it just makes you sick thinking of all that.
And
hard
how many
work
miles do you have on it now?
Right now it's about 2,500.
Uh-huh.
I have a van I take for long trips and things. I just...
You put this in the van?
No. It's just kind of toy to have some fun with,
Okay.
But
okay.
It's not very practical as far as if you want to haul stuff around.
Is it hard to get in and out of it?
No, I don't have much trouble at all.
What's the longest trip you've taken in it so far?
I guess the furthest I've been is up to Gainesville and back and down to Orlando and back to the dealer down there, and that's about it for long distance.
You bought it from the dealer in Orlando?
Right.
They gave you a better price?
Well, I went to the dealer in Ocala, and I guess because it's a smaller dealership or something, they have something about allocations where I really wanted the sport package. Like, with the sport package, you get this cool-looking diffuser with the exhaust system the way it is. And then also up in front, it's the front fascia is different with the sports package, where on the other one, it's just black all the way across, where this has this...
Black and red?
...things going down in the... I think it looks a lot sexier that way, and so I really wanted that, but they couldn't get it for me at the
Orlando or at the Keller dealership, but I went to Orlando and they said that they could get it. I think because they're a bigger dealership, they can
bigger allocation.
Get, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, we have so. The same kind of issues with Mercedes.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I really think that the dealership in South Orlando gets allocation of more cars.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. That was interesting to learn about. I'm glad I looked around a little bit. So
well, it's a nice looking car. Round numbers. You want to tell everyone what's up? You paid for something like this?
This, with all the options I picked, ended up about $57,000. $157,000.
Oh, okay, man. $57,000. Right, I was about to go out and buy one myself.
You know? Right, yeah, $157,000. Like this Carmine red paint is a upgrade. That was about $3,000 extra just for that.
And the interior color seems to be, is that a red leather in there?
Yeah, it's, I forget what they call that. But, yeah, that was upgrade. And I was going to get a 6-speed manual, and I have a friend out in California who said to get this PDK transmission like they have in this, with a sequential transmission in it. And I'm glad I did. I mean, you can put it in manual mode, just put a switch on. But, I'm really glad I went with a PDK automatic.
Good. Okay, thanks very much. Yeah, well, you can listen to it on an Amazon Alexa or any one of the speaker apps. Are you a Alexa guy or a Android guy or a
no,
Apple
I'm not.
Guy?
No, I'm not.
Don't have a cell phone?
I don't have a cell phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a computer?
Yeah, I got a computer.
Okay, you go to the bottom of the card. It says Buzzsprout, and it puts on the bottom of the card, the last one. Here.
Okay.
You go there,
mm-hmm.
and you can play back the show. There's a new episode that's released every Friday morning. This one will be released probably in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. So, Steve, why don't you tell us about this car? I don't even recognize it.
Well, it's a 37 Club convertible. There's only 80 of them left.
That's a Ford.
It's a 37 Ford Club convertible.
Club convertible.
Okay. What it means is it's two doors and seats four people. And I bought the car up in Montreal. It was in a museum. It was a 99% points car. It was an antique. And I had it built in Ford Dodge, Iowa by a guy named Roger Berman. And he's won a lot of Riddler Awards with other cars and everything.
So there's no front bumper. That was taken off?
The front bumper's been taken off. The back bumper's taken off. The headlights are Frenched in. All the fenders are welded in. The cowl vent is taken out. It's got heat and air, vintage air. It's got power seats.
Well, I understand what air conditioning is, but what does vintage air mean?
Vintage Air is the name of the brand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's got heat and air, yeah.
Okay.
It's got power steering, power disc brakes. It's got Wilwood brakes all the way around. Yeah. It's got polished stainless steel mufflers and exhaust underneath. It's got a polished stainless steel gas tank. It's got a flip-down license plate when you start the car up.
Flip-down license plate? Let's go around and take a look at the car closely.
Okay.
Because it is just a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
So when you look at the car...
Yeah, when you start the car, it's on VAC and it's down.
Son of a gun. That's great.
The whole car has been painted underneath. It's got a power trunk. It's been chopped 2.5 inches.
Okay. How do you open the doors? Because there's no door handles.
It's got a popper to it.
So you got an electric popper.
Mm-hmm.
So if your battery goes dead, you can't get in the car.
No, I got
you got an emergency switch hidden someplace?
Up in the front part, and I got a charging little station underneath the front of the car.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's
and
great.
It's got a crate motor. It's a.
Let's go around and look at that.
Yeah, it's a ZZ350.
A ZZ350?
Well, it's a ZZ3.
Yeah.
It's a crate motor. It's a Corvette motor with a carburetor on it. It's got an Edelbrock carburetor.
Uh huh.
Polished intake by Edelbrock. Chrome alternator. Chrome condenser for your air conditioner. It's got HEI, that's electronic ignition for your, for starting.
Okay. And if it rains, you took there are no windshield wipers?
I got them. I take them off.
You take them off. Yeah. They just clip on and clip off?
Yeah. And this is a one-piece windshield. Generally, there's a partition in the middle. There's two windshields. This windshield costs like about $2,500.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's got a tilt wheel. It's got a kick-ass stereo. It's got four Bose speakers and a Panasonic CD player.
Can you show us how you open the doors? Okay, so the doors open in a conventional manner.
Right. Yeah, it's got power seats. There's a, right here, there's a, see, I can raise them, lower them, and go back, whatever you want to do. They're out of a Dodge Daytona.
Okay.
And then I got my power windows right there.
What about that dashboard? That
yeah, this is a 44 dash.
Okay.
Custom put in there, and I got auto meter gauges.
Beautiful.
All
beautiful car. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
SKI, because my last name was Slezinski.
Okay.
And Sanchez Rodriguez, growing up in the inner city of Hartford, Connecticut, couldn't say Slezinski, but yeah, they could say Ski. So my whole life, I've been known as Ski.
So I'm here. This is Mike Roth again. I'm here at the Cars and Coffee. I'm here with Ski, and we have a beautiful BMW. Is it a M4?
No, this is a BMW 2022 430i convertible.
Okay, and what it brought me right over was that front modern...
The new grill design, yes.
The new grill. It's almost like their electric car grill,
but
it's not an electric. How long have you had the car?
Actually, I had the car 2 months. I found it up at the BMW Wesley Chapel. Found it 2 months ago. Had 6,100 miles on it, was 10 years old. I mean, I'm sorry, 10 months old. And I said, wow.
What's the story? How did they get it? It was only 10 months old.
I have no idea. The car originally was purchased in Mississippi. Then it found its way to BMW of Wesley Chapel after 10 months. Don't know if the previous owner traded it in or what, but it worked for me.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And just round numbers, can you tell us what you had to pay for it?
Well, round numbers, I was fortunate I bought it on the last day of November, and my uncle, many years ago, growing up, being a car dealer, you always want to make the deals on the last day of the month.
In the last hour, yes.
In the last hour, and I ended up paying $55 for it.
That's beautiful. You got a great deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the car originally listed for about $62,500.
Yeah.
And at 10 months old, I figured someone else took the initial hit, and it worked out for me.
Can we open it up and tell the listeners a little bit about what's in the engine compartment?
Well, the 430i is a 2-liter, and they listed it as a twin power turbo, but it's not really a twin turbo. What it is, it's a dual scroll turbo. There are two scrolls in the one turbo, one larger one, one smaller one, which keeps the boost up all the time.
Okay.
In their four-cylinder model.
Okay.
And there's literally no turbo lag.
Great.
So it's it goes when it really wants to. It has the different driving modes, the sport, the comfort, an eco mode. Gas mileage is very impressive.
What does it do?
Well, my wife and I went to Orlando last week, and in the Eco Plus mode, going down the turnpike, back there, front and back, doing cruise at 75, 41.3 miles to a gallon on the highway.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
To me, that's very impressive. And here in the villages, in the plain comfort mode, I'm getting anywhere between 28 and 30.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
And to me, that is really good gas mileage.
Well, thanks very much, Guy.
Yes, very good, Mike. Thank you for interviewing me.
Okay, this is Mike Roth with Bill. We're talking about a BMW M Sport. Tell us a little bit about your car, Bill.
Well, I wanted a small BMW, and I got a few surprises when I ended up getting this. It's a lot faster than I thought it was going to be, which was kind of a nice surprise. And I started doing some digging into the stats.
Yeah.
And what's really strange is this car actually weighs 300 pounds more than a 66 Impala.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's faster than a SS454 Chevelle. And it gets 40 miles to a gallon if you're easy on it.
That's great.
Well, when we were kids in high school, if somebody would have told us that, we'd have wanted to know what they were on. Because nobody could have.
You can't get that.
But it's been a great little car. So I really enjoy it.
How long ago did you buy it?
I've had this for almost a year.
Okay.
Had a chance to actually do a little bit of work on it, and very pleased with the way they're put together. The Germans definitely know how to build cars.
What did you do to it?
Went ahead and put a Dinan tune on it. I've had it apart and actually taken the brakes and changed those out. done tires to it, done a little bit of diagnostics on a top issue that I had. But all in all, it's been a joy to work on. No problems whatsoever.
Okay. Do you have a lift at home?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I went without a lift for a while after we moved here, and it's the first time I've been without access to a lift since I was 16. And so I couldn't stop that. I had to end up getting a lift.
Okay. Great. Great. Thanks very much for being on the show with us.
Not a problem, sir.
We are making a change soon. All of our shows will be distributed by a single podcast syndicator, Buzzsprout, both the old shows and the new show. We are also changing our subscription plans. Now you will be a supporter by simply making a subscription, subscribing via Buzzsprout. You can make a contribution of any amount that you'd like. We'd suggest $3 a month. If that's too much for your budget, you can pay less, or if you're really enjoying what we're doing and want to see us continue, you can pay more. This is going to be a subscriber-supported podcast. We are making this conversion to make it easier for everybody. And all of the subscriber-only episodes that were available on Apple Podcasts will now be converted to the Buzzsprout channel, and everyone can go ahead and listen to those.
Remember, our next episode will air live Friday at 9 a.m., or should I say pre-recorded, but that's when it'll be released on our regular subscriptions. Bonus subscribers can get early access to episodes. Should you want to become a sponsor of the show, contact me at mikeroth@rothvoice.com. If you know someone that you think should be on the show, send me an email at mike@rothvoice.com. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. The content of the show is copyright by Roth Voice 2023, all rights reserved.